Well, first of all, hopefully in the next 10, 15, or 20 years, we'll be able to bring wind turbines further offshore, and they'll be commercially and technically viable. But right now, if you look at the offshore wind farms in Europe that are commercially and technically viable, those projects are being built in nearer shore, shallow waters, lower wave regimes. So it's really what's driving the selection of the Cape Wind site is that it has some of the best wind resources on the East Coast. It is outside of the shipping channels, ferry lines, and air flight paths. It has a reasonable proximity to bring the transmission line to the shore. And it has shallow depths and a low wave height. And with all of this, it's 13 miles from Nantucket, 9 miles from Edgartown on Martha's Vineyard, and 6 miles from Hyannis. So if one were to go to the nearest beach and look out on the horizon, it would have to be a very clear day for you to make out tiny specks on the horizon. People want this project built because they recognize that our energy security, climate change, sustainable economic development, the clean energy jobs that go with a project like this are important, and that we have to live with trade-offs if we're going to transition to a more sustainable energy future.
I wonder what you think of the irony of the Kennedys, who have been so active on the environmental front, fighting your proposal.
You know, I have a lot of respect for Senator Kennedy, and our hope is that the more he reads about Cape Wind and the more he looks at and his staff look at the final environmental impact statement from the federal government that was extremely positive, as well as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I mean, I'm hoping that the more Senator Kennedy thinks about this project and looks at how it is going to address the urgent energy, environmental, and economic challenges facing Massachusetts and the region, you know, I'm hoping that he will come around and support the project.
How do you think what happens with your project will affect other offshore proposals?
I think this project is going to set a important precedent. If a project like Cape Wind, which has run this exhaustive regulatory gauntlet and, you know, has shown that the public is in favor of it and that it's passed muster, if this project is not approved, I think it's going to set a terrible precedent. I think that other developers that are looking at moving away from coal or some of the fossil fuels to tap our abundant offshore wind resources, I think they'll have some real second thoughts about investing the enormous amount of time and resources that it takes to get one of these projects in the water.
Jim Gordon is the president of Cape Wind, the offshore wind project proposed to be built near Nantucket. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Lester.